Statue of Liberty on the building or something of events or someplace. Jay says, here's a place you can stop, and the crowd will surge around. Well, it was the place, Bob, where the crowd was only too deep. So I said, no, move on and on. You don't stop where a crowd is too deep. Now, generally speaking, I mean, to have people surge around, is that the picture they would use? Generally speaking, they pick very good spots, you know, corners and so forth and so on. But here again, there is a need for me to have somebody in that goddamn car whom I can talk. I don't know how you can do it, though. The front seat was just too crowded. I can't put them back with me, no. If there's only one person in there. The other side there. Forget all that. They do, we do it so well, we do it better than anybody else. There were a lot of things wrong. We were going over it. That motorcade could have been
shorter.
Well, could have been more effective. But you have a terrible problem always with local police and all that. They closed the garage in the street.
Crowd,
they're so far away on both sidewalks. They should have brought the crowd into the middle of the street. They had to have drums out there with the ropes anyway, oil drums. So they could have run right up close so that there was just barely room for your car and the photo cars to squeeze by.
You didn't get a good car. You go very close.
You realize we didn't get a crowd picture all day because of the fact that we first of all, we were moving on the wrong side of the street. I saw it's where the sun is, you see, you know, crowd scattered. But basically, you've got to get a crowd in the middle of the street. You got the best, one of the best crowd scouts we had was in Mexico because of the bastards. The police let all these people up there.
Sure.
And that's what you've got to do here. What, why didn't they do that? The police wouldn't let them.
Yeah, and they were supposed to have those so they'd break, you know, they could bust through those barriers so they could come out of the street. And we did get some before they got out.
You need to let them, you've got to let them come in. See, you should have that thing where it's thin. See, my view is you shouldn't have to if you want to pass
somebody.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Check the two-thirds with me. You want me to announce the press conference this morning?
All right. Good idea.
Right. I'll just announce it then.
Yeah, the press conference.
Just say press, we have a press conference.
Press conference. Tuesday. What time do they want to do that?
Yeah. Let's say Tuesday evening so they know it's a
Tuesday evening.
And then we'll get another ride with the
Tuesday announcement. Right.
Good.
Then, did you mention when I was going to see about Albert Watson?
No.
I'm going to, Kennedy made this thing that this
happened.
I don't think we know what we're going to do with Watson.
I thought we were going to find him.
Well, the word is out that we are, but we've got all the other people now are saying they won't confirm him and all that.
Okay. Even for that job?
No, because it's dealing with blacks in the armed services and also because of the Cali case coming. And we've already got Richard Russell's administrative assistant or something as the head of the court.
Well, yeah, hell, you know, we have gracious. This is John Russell. I don't know, this is not great. This is Jimmy Burns' administrative assistant. John Russell's the head of the court. Oh, get Russell's administrative assistant. But aren't we going to find a black later? We can't announce that. Well,
we don't have
to. We try to get a black. We did a black kid with Johnson.
We try to get a black for the Watson one. But apparently they've now got another block they could put in that. Maybe we ought to do that and try Watson later.
Well, the point of the Watson that was made this morning is already coming. I mean, they would use that as a...
So you just say we haven't submitted the point.
I think right. I'll say that apparently there's been some reaction to speculative stories.
I would suggest that a number of recommendations have come to the president and we haven't made a decision. There's
no discussion. No
things that I could do. Part of the question to give Watson a job is... He doesn't agree.
They've got one at ICC and trying to think and get him on.
You're in the ICC then.
And that seems to me we've got a hell of a lot. The problem is we've got a division. You've got Jerry Ford and those people fighting. And you've got to give Watson this.
We've got to give him a job, but we don't give him this job.
And does he want a 15-year job?
Give him the ICC.
How long is it?
We'll get a Jackson off or somebody.
That's it. We've got 7 years. We've got the Jackson seat.
Well, Jackson want to leave.
I think he's leaving or he's expiring or something.
Good.
ICC is better. 7 years?
That didn't have to do with anything. All right, Ron.
So that just came up this morning, apparently. Haraska has now served notice that he will. Haraska has served notice that he will not
confirm it. Harry Dent, giving the ICC facts. The thing to do is to get it fast. You know, right over.
What I was trying to say in the motorcade is that I don't think you should have to get out of the car. I think we should be able to create situations where the people
I don't want to get out
so close to the car that you don't have to get out
trying to get a crowd check.
My crowd better shot. You're above the crowd in the car.
And I'm just there to see anything among them. I prefer not to get out of the car.
There's, you can't get a very good picture, and only a couple of cameras can get close enough to get in.
I know. It's much better to let them not get out of the car, let the crowd come up.
But the only way to do that is to get you close enough to the people, or the people close enough to
you. The best thing is like, God damn, people be close.
Yeah.
There's no more in our interest either. It's a good idea. We do that?
Yeah.
The fellow said that you have it, but you have the local people here. Now that we have changed to the podium for press conference, I want the podium for everything. I noted the other day when I did the science thing, the poor son of a bitch, I had to read the citation of standing there. He sounds bare-ass, you know, trying to read his little speech. So just use the podium for everything, you know, everything. It looks good. It's easier for the other people on the program. And it's a fine picture. And that means everything. I think you're going to have to buy two. You know, you're going to buy another.
We got it.
All right. The second thing with the podium, use it always for the state of Rivals. Always for the state of Rivals.
Okay.
Because that's been very embarrassing on occasion. Those poor sons and nuns have standing and hold their papers to read and bring messages. It's not just fine. But you think it's a good idea?
Yeah, I do.
Use the podium.
It is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It really looks better anyway.
I think it does.
It really,
you know, we proved the point. I think we probably overproved it. And I can stand there and answer questions on a bare mind. Well, that's a story that I've done. I use the podium.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's ever raised any question.
Well, it's obvious you're not using notes when you stand on talk anyway.
Easier for me. You don't have any tool around with your hands.
Well, that's something that would be much easier for you as well. It's really easier.
You need to put your hands to work with you.
Yeah.
For that, for this, for that. I mean, your pocket. Those are all not good shots. Just stand there and let them see you from the face up. And you know how that damn camera stand there is the worst angle they can get. Don't give them a chance.
I think you're right.
Use the podium. And especially,
and the point is so well made that. This is a press conference, and you get past that, and the rest of the
day, everybody knows
they're recording it. Yeah, somebody said, how come he's using a podium?
Yeah.
But if nobody made any
questions, well,
they just asked the question, the answer. And what is it, you used it at the ASNE, everybody felt it looked better, worked out better than just having a mic on the stage.
The mic, it looks better to have the microphones on it for you.
Everything's
fine. Chris Hunter just said that you can't do it better too. The mic standing up there is a fragile damn thing.
Well, and it's better having two mics because you've got a little more freedom than if you're playing the one mic, you got something of a problem.
It's the way we've done now, only in part by MRS for relevant. But you'd be funny on the advancing list set. You're absolutely right when the crowds come up. I think they got some good crowd shots. I hope they did.
They did.
But it's goddamn hard for me to get out of that car and work those crowds, and I'm tired of it.
Much better than you
might have to a lot of guys. They haven't got the word yet, but I only want to touch the fence. They say, go down here and work this way. I don't want them ever to say that to me again. I don't like to hear it. Their microphones are on, Bob.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a microphone on. Somebody's going to hear it. Work this way. Don't even say that. You say there's some people here. I'll go over and see them, you know? I think it's very important just to go over and do a little, get the hell out. And don't leave as much time to, they don't need to leave all that time after the first for me to go up and down that fence because it's not dignified. Particularly now that we've been in for a time. It's not dignified. We prove that we do it, Bob. We prove it. Don't you agree?
Completely.
Go over, shake them, and get out. And that's another reason to bring them up to the car rather than me to go into that crowd.
Well, in the airport crowd, there's no reason on earth not to run your car right along the fence all the way out of the airport. We'll take a loop around and try and stand up and wave for them. And they all get a good look at you, which they don't do when you're on the fence.
I told you before, I will never use the Volta. So I should get rid of the goddamn car. I hate that car. I will not use it. I'll either use our clothing, my own car, and close it, or we'll use another car.
We're getting a new car, you know, that we'll have eventually that's got the opening, automatic opening top, and then we'll have two open, the one you used yesterday and then the other one.
The only time really you should get out of a car is when there's somebody in a wheelchair or something. You can do that.
There are things where there's a...
Yeah.
There's a real...
Or you get a little group of nuns or little group of kids.
Or a high school band slash or something.
Or you want to go over to that end.
That's it.
But don't get out and just move them out.
Just to get mushed around. It's not... Doesn't serve your purpose. You had to do it yesterday, and it was, you did the right thing in getting out, because we wouldn't have gotten another one.
I don't want to keep writing, you know, excuse me, my appearances. I am not going to dignify any goddamn occasion by appearing with somebody who has blamed the data position against us on anything. I want excuses on this ground. There are no excuses. I wrote a memorandum on son of a bitch. I know he had asked before this. He was on that program. I'm not going to, I mean, they'll say, well, I had gone in, then I had a counterbalance by coming out against legalizing marijuana. And then you got a debate. See my point? Then the administration will point him up again, not me. That's my point. I made it. I just don't believe I should have been put in that position.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just going beyond that, I don't like, it isn't right for us, that note came in here just before, while you were working on your notes, they sent me that thing in.
To decide to go ahead?
Yeah, and that is the way for you to do things. If we miss something that would be good to do, then that's too damn bad, we can miss it. There are plenty of opportunities, there's plenty of chance tomorrow to do something like that.
This is Charlie Daniels, brothers gave me that. If somebody wants to paint my portrait, he sure is an awful nice. He's probably a great artist. He wants to be probably a great artist. Give him a note. So I appreciate it very much. The president can't sit. I will not sit for anybody. The only thing I will sit for is that one guy who sits and takes 15 minutes and shoot a picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I cannot. But that we, that the president, we will without. And when I that I cannot arrange the time, that I will. God, you know, I saw Johnson's vice presidential bus. It's worse than mine.
Really?
Mine's terrible. It's bad.
Is Johnson's that one that's there at the library?
Incredible, man.
That he kind of came down the...
Yeah.
It was a...
Yeah, I saw that too. I don't know what. Do you think on the vice presidential we can get another one made now? I really have a change. Anyway, I had this one made 5 years ago, long after I left the vice presidency.
Why not? Then you get all the agony of making another bus.
What's this called? Take that one. Thank you. You want to do that? Fair enough. I think he did that. He did that in a photograph. Give him a photograph, say to him, and then maybe that'll give him a chance to get across.
I know the problem is the bus portraits.
Yeah.
They just, Bob,
we have all sorts of a request. I'm hard to shoot, let's face it.
No, but it's just you, it's in.
Yeah. Well, that looks great when it comes out, but I mentioned it in his time, that was probably, he considered to attest two prices off. My point is this, that I am not going to take my time to sit for a bus for a portrait. I don't believe in it enough. So they can, because particularly in this day of photography, why should I? But I'll bet you that guy that took the pictures for Look will get a good picture. I think he knows more about it. He knows what Ollie does not know camera angles, but Bob. He doesn't know anything. He knows a great news shot, but he doesn't know the book. Your face is better. You should lift your head. You should do this.
Right.
There are a lot of things that are terribly important to get a right kind of a picture. This guy studies the face, and he says, you know, that's a bad picture. That's a good one. I think Ollie goddamn good. He's great at picking a group. Be better than this guy. But this guy, I feel a portrait photographer, they have a certain gift.
No, Ollie's been trying to get a picture of me, and he can't do it right. It's, you know, they coat up too high.
He doesn't
know all those things, and he just doesn't understand them.
He doesn't study those things. But boy, is he a great follower. He does. He's gotten some beautiful shots.
So his candid stuff is
just great. You know, I must say, too, that I still say, as we look around, can you
do this, having been through now the experience, seeing what that David and Julie thing does, can I, you're going to check with Connie, be sure that she understands that no more, that she's going to make the decision, I'll make the decision about who goes on television. No, she doesn't understand these things, does she?
Yes, she does, and she pushes hard for television.
But she thinks it's a question of Mrs. Nixon, maybe that's probably it. But I don't know how you got it, but anyway, it probably wasn't her fault. But I must say,
one of our guys ought to do it.
Huh?
One of our guys ought to do it, you know, when they're set trial.
That's right. Well, I was going to say, don't you let us, in terms of pictures and of appearances and everything else, start to think more imaginatively. I mean, now, lying down there, the minute that I finished the little girl and it got a nice stripe, and I looked out and saw those two, I mean, we were standing there talking with Ron or maybe somebody. Remember, I said, we would go out. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to go out there. It took me. It took them. That was a hell of a shot. That was a hell of a shot.
Yes, and it ran all
now,
over.
It did.
So now I think,
don't you think we ought to look at like that?
Yeah.
Sure we do. Sure we do. Okay. Better look for shots like that.